Welcome to your morning news of note, where we bring you the latest updates from around the world. In UCOM news, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken praised the Baltic nations for their defense budgets and support for Ukraine. The U.S. reassured its ironclad commitment to NATO and Poland after a reported violation of Polish airspace by a Russian missile. Meanwhile, Russia's FSB chief accused Ukraine, the U.S., and the U.K. of involvement in an attack near Moscow. Additionally, both the U.S. and U.K. accused Chinese hackers of malicious cyber campaigns. In AFRICOM highlights, the U.S. is looking at April 18th to resume peace talks in Sudan, and Togo has transitioned to a parliamentary system, giving parliament the power to elect the president. The head of Niger's military regime discussed strengthening security cooperation with Russian President Putin. Furthermore, Burkina Faso is finalizing a nuclear deal with Russia, while there are concerns that China may be planning a second military base in Africa. Switching gears to USMC DoD news, Marines with cyber expertise are deploying to Japan to bolster networks in the Indo-Pacific. Elements of the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit are participating in an amphibious exercise in India. Marines participated in jungle training with tarantulas and vipers as part of Exercise Cobra Gold. Additionally, Iran's spy ship provided intelligence on vessels in the Red Sea, and the Pentagon urged Israel to refrain from a major offensive in Gaza. Internally, the fiscal year 2025 enlisted retention campaign aims to inspire Marines to secure their Marine Corps legacy. U.S. Marines with 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force recently took part in cold weather training in Norway. Sergeant Edward Ramirez re-enlisted during Exercise Nordic Response 24, showcasing the Commandant's retention program. Be sure to check out the morning news of note email for links to these stories and more. Thank you for tuning in to your morning news of note.